Live. We're launching into the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. They're completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give it away, and you can enjoy over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can create the content on the site. What you see there when you go to the main page, those numbered items as you scroll down the page, they were placed there by listeners like you. You can submit something to the site, and then it must receive a certain number of votes from other site users in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website. The top story on the site right now is about the parents of a 16-year-old suicidal boy who called the police in the hopes of having them help out, but they ended up killing their son. The police did, that is.
This does seem to happen a lot when people, when you know, somebody's suicidal and folks call 911 because they don't know how to handle the situation. It seems like, you know, I mean, I think generally what the police are taught when you're dealing with somebody with a gun, you shoot them.
But, you know, Mark, you pointed this out before the show, and it's something I've been thinking of earlier this week as I've been doing show prep every night. There's just been so many bad cop stories. It's been overwhelming, and we've talked about it quite a bit just in the last week. So I want to go somewhere different tonight.
I don't think of it as bad cops. What I think of it is, you know, what we need is a new paradigm in protection services. I think that, you know, when policing services were created about 150 years ago, the first police force was in London in like 1850. So policing is really very new. Our Constitution didn't even address it because it didn't exist. And that it came to light in an era that was far less accountability. When you think about the 19th century and, you know, robber barons and, you know, all these ideas that people have of things at that time, you don't think of video cameras. You don't think of people being able to audio and video record on their smartphones and stream it live to the internet. And so, you know, the policing departments came to, you know, the immaturity in an era that had far less accountability. I think that the governed, the citizen, the civilian populace out there, that we're clamoring at this point for a different type of protection.
But most people don't know that there can be anything different. I mean, it's the police are what the police are, and that's the way it's been, and so that's the way it will continue to be. So introducing radical ideas like, hey, let's have competition in the area of protection. Let's have an open market in protection. It's just, it's so hard for people to grasp that.
The government has portrayed itself through government schools and every other place in our society as the arbiter of fairness. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they must be the ones that decide, you know, what's fair in any given situation. They run the courts, they run the police, they run everything. And I think that people are becoming far less convinced that the government is fair. I mean, clearly nobody would consider either political party to be fair. Then how in the world could a government made of those two political parties be fair?
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Then coming up, there's a story about a man who was a Christian who decided he was going to go gay for a year and see what that was like.
I've really got to hear this. I have not read this story.
We'll get to that here in a moment, but the pizza guy is on the line in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, just wanted to call and give an update, I guess, a response to the Facebook post. I didn't want to respond directly and expose myself as who I really am.
You know, I see.
A lot of people are just telling me just to walk away, you know, and I think that's really...
Well, let's talk about what you mean here. You're talking about the house that you are stuck with, or at least you feel stuck with, because just to recap briefly, we lost him. I don't know what happened there, but that call just dropped. But to recap briefly for our listeners that weren't tuned in last night, the pizza dude called from Fargo. This is the guy who called a while back to talk about how he purchased a home in the middle of the dead of winter in Fargo, and then the next spring started to notice a horrific smell as things started to heat up outside. Turns out, when they had the home inspected, the inspector didn't notice an old crawl space that had been walled off between floors where the prior owners, who were about 80 or 90 years old, had 67 cats living in the house, and a number of those cats had decided to live up in the crawl space where they did what cats do when they're living somewhere and poop and urinate all over the place.
And so that had started to get pretty rancid in the heat. He, you know, spent all kinds of money cleaning that up. All kinds of money cleaning that up. And he couldn't do anything to the prior owners because they were, you know, they had no money at that point. They basically took all the money from the sale of the home and had spent it on their medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
So they had nothing. So he had no, you know, legal road to get any kind of.
I always wonder about the inspectors in that situation. How is it that the inspectors are released from liability? They come in, they say, this house is great, or this house has this problem, and when you fix it.
You sign some sort of form releasing them from liability.
But I've never heard of anyone ever suing an inspector.
Yeah, I guess they're immune. I don't know. That's a good question. If you're an inspector and you can answer it, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. But he called last night because he's spent the last year or two of his life basically dedicating all of his free time to repairing his home. And because he feels like it's his house, he's stuck with it, and he didn't sell it right out the gate. It would have been hard to sell anyway with all the problems that it had. And his question for us, and I think what he was calling about tonight, Mark, was to ask you your opinion, because you aren't on the Saturday show here on Free Talk Live.
I am on the
You
Saturday.
Aren't on the Friday show, sorry.
Friday is my one day off a week.
Right, so he'd called about this last week, and we asked a question on Facebook, and folks were responding to him saying, you should bail, you should get out of this. And his question was, well, you know, now that he's poured in all of this time and all of this money, it's not even done yet. He's still got another, you know, year's worth of work ahead of him, basically trying to make this thing, you know, livable. I mean, they're living in it, but it's apparently open in a lot of ways. And, you know, winter time's going to begin again in Fargo. They spent one winter living in the house last year, and now it's going to happen again. It's just an absolute nightmare. He's heard about some sort of federal program that lets you have $24,000 to repair a house, but you have to stay in the house for 10 more years after that.
Oh, boy.
And
that's a big commitment.
I think the best suggestion that came in last night from one of our listeners was that he should try to sell the house so he can cut his losses and advertise that, hey, you could get this federal program to help fix the place to whoever it is that, you know, might buy it from him.
Hmm.
And or the possibility of just repairing it and then moving out of it and renting the place out to people without, you know, telling the feds that he's left. If he takes that program. So those were some of the suggestions last night, because obviously he doesn't want to take the federal welfare. I mean, that's not – it's hard for liberty-minded folks to do that. But what do you think, Mark?
I don't think that there's any problem taking money from the government if the government's passing it out.
But is there a problem taking the money from the government and then not living in the house as they require for the money?
I don't think so.
That's what I said last night. I said, I don't think there's a problem scamming criminals. I mean, I don't agree with fraud, but I think that if the people have stolen money from you, then it's not a big deal to scam them.
I had a situation in Florida where they give you a certain amount. They give you like a tax credit on your property taxes for living in a particular house.
Homesteading exemption.
Yeah, a homesteading exemption. And I moved out of a house and was renting it, and you know, I continued to collect the homestead exemption. And I just don't, as far as I'm concerned, taxes are theft.
Yeah.
And it's just theft done under the color of law. It is some people, not me, and most of them long dead, that have sat down and said, this is what we shall do to run the nation. And, I didn't get to participate in this. No one asked me whether or not I participate in this. The social contract does not bear my signature. And so if they're stealing, then try to get the thieves to steal less. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's how I feel about it. You know, the analogy.
It's not like I lied to them. I just failed to tell them something.
I don't think it's wrong to lie in the case if you're under duress. I mean, if somebody is threatening your life, give me your wallet or else, and you hand over your wallet and they say, is that all you got? And you say, that's it. And there's, you know, a lot of $100 bills in your back pocket. That's not, you know, there's nothing immoral about telling that lie.
I don't think so.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. If you want, you can talk about what you do in an awful housing situation like that. How do you cut your losses? And you know, how do you lose as little as money as possible in a situation like that? Also coming up, the straight man who's a Christian has decided to live a year as a gay man. We'll talk about his story here. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The live Saturday edition of the program. In studio with you, it's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Don't forget, freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free there. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. BitInstant.com. And don't forget to learn a little bit about BitInstant.
BitInstant.com is the place where you can go and get your Bitcoins. If you don't know what a Bitcoin is, it's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. It's money for the internet that allows you to send and receive money without paying any fees. If you're a merchant, the chargebacks are done at your discretion. No one has access to your account. It cannot be frozen. It cannot be tampered with. No one can inflate bitcoins. And bitcoins are mathematically impossible to counterfeit them. So go to BitInstant.com, get your Bitcoins. BitInstant.com has more than 1 million locations in more than 30 countries. They are truly the largest Bitcoin-oriented company out there, and I think, and we're proud to be affiliated with them. It's BitInstant.com.
Let's go to the phones to The Fun. Talk to Jim listening in Daytona Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I didn't hear the whole story about the guy with the house, but based on what I heard tonight, I have worked in real estate for many, many years, and I would think if he could establish, which it sounds like it would be fairly easy to do, that the owners knew of this issue and did not disclose this to him, that he would have an action against them.
But they have no money.
Well, that doesn't matter. They may have assets that he doesn't know about. He may not understand what the possibilities are to collect. Sometimes people have liability insurance and other means by which you can collect money from them, even if they don't have assets. So he may want to talk to an attorney about that claim. Also, there could be the possibility of a claim against any real estate agent that was involved via their errors and omissions insurance, as well as the inspector and their errors and omissions insurance. Now, if all that were to fail, the other thing that he could probably do is to call his lender and explain to the lender, his attorney could do this, look, we're going to walk away from this house that has this environmental hazard, and if he got a dollar figure and said to fix this house would cost X amount of dollars, and I'll stay here if you as the bank will remedy the problem, the bank might be willing to do that, sort of in the spirit of what a lot of short sales and loan modifications are that are going on, rather than to see him walk away and then them stuck with this house that they're going to ultimately have to resolve that issue with anyway, because that represents, you know, their collateral in the transaction as well. But, you know, I would not throw my hands up in the air and say there's nothing to do here but walk away. It seems like there's a lot of possibilities.
Now, just having dealt with lenders in the situation of a short sale, I've got to say that these seem to be the most unmotivated people in the world. I mean that these short sales are losses of tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity, and you know, just because the house begins to deteriorate with no one in it and all kinds of things happen, people come and they rip out the copper, and the banks just don't seem to be motivated by it. I don't know if it's the bureaucracy of the banks.
Well,
or
you know, here's really the truth behind it, and I've wondered that myself. You know, why does a short sale take a year to be approved? I mean, the numbers are the numbers. The bank knows what they're facing. They can make that decision in a day as quickly as they could in a year. It would make really no difference. But the reason that they slow walk those short sales is because they're trying to keep as many properties off the market as they can. Because the more every additional house that comes on the market reduces the value of all the other houses that they already have in their portfolio that are on the market. So they're sort of trying to rig the market. And this is what a lot of people don't realize is what we call the phantom inventory. How many, you know, really almost maybe, you know, over a million houses that the banks technically should be taking back now, but are not, because they don't want to flood the market with these houses. So, you know, I think that might be a little bit of an illusion there as far as why they take so long to do this. But I think if this guy were to talk to an attorney,
like a real estate attorney?
Yeah, a real estate attorney, any professional that had their finger in that transaction, all the way from the real estate agent, the real estate broker above the agent, the inspector. And there might have been more than one inspector involved, any type of mortgage company that was involved. A lot of mortgage companies also independently do their own inspection. So it would seem to me that he has several people just as a consumer to say, look, I'm just a consumer, and I hired all these professionals, and they all dropped the ball, that at some point he might have a claim against someone. And even if that person doesn't have any assets, a lot of these professionals have insurance for this type of situation that comes up, you know, one out of every, you know, 100,000 deals turns out to be squirrely like this. And that's why you carry the errors and omissions insurance. And that would give him someone to go after ultimately as an insurance company might step forward.
Excellent suggestion.
Yeah, this is what they call crowdsourcing knowledge. And I really love that Free Talk Live has the ability for people to call in because it really makes the show itself look very smart.
Well, yeah, and Jen, thank you for all that. Hey, one other thing. So you're saying that an inspector, that they do have insurance for these sorts of things?
They should have insurance. I don't know. You know, every state has its own different real estate laws. And so in some states, for example, an inspector doesn't even have to have a license or anything. They can just say, I'm an inspector. In most states, though, they are regulated and would have to carry some amount of insurance for this, you know, very kind of a situation. But the attorney will start by making a list of all of the people involved, including the seller, and trying to figure out, you know, where can we go to try to find the money to make this right.
And do you think that, Jim, do you think that because it's been over a year since the house was purchased, that that's a factor in whether or not he'll be able to get any remedy?
I don't think 1 year would be a factor. I think in most places, if you get to where you're a couple of years out, you might start running into a statute of limitation type of a situation. But if they can make the claim that, look, we realistically could not have discovered this until in the last, you know, several months because of the fact that we bought it in the winter and we didn't know about it until it thawed out, I think that clearly there would be a window of time here that a reasonable person could claim that, you know, they were becoming aware of this and really the full extent of it. And 1 year would not be that, I wouldn't think would be too long to try to pursue this legally.
Yeah, I would think they'd have at least 3 years in that circumstance.
We will see. I'm sure he's still listening because thank you, because he was listening earlier. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate
all
your
right,
call
thank you.
Tonight. Thanks for the expertise. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it's one of those buyer beware. You know, if you're going to hire your buddy to do an inspection, that could put you at risk. Whereas if you hire somebody who is insured, you want to check on that, I guess, before you hire an inspector.
I guess it just shows the ponderous, you know, difficulty of dealing with the legal system out there, because I've been in real estate for years and I've never heard about this insurance. Now, not as a real estate agent. I'm no trained professional or anything, but I've bought quite a few properties and certainly hung out with people that have done the same. Never heard about this insurance that the inspectors had, and have never heard of anyone going after an inspector, and have heard all kinds of horror stories.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Timothy Couric was taught the lesson of God's wrath, and he believed that homosexuality was a sin. And then he went gay for a year. We'll tell you what happened here in a moment. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, inviting you to grab some archives. We've got a bunch of them, and they go all the way back to late 2006. You can grab as many as you want, enjoy them all completely free. Once again, over at freetalklive.com, they're right there at the top of the page. We've got the last 7 days worth of the show. And then if you click into the SoundCloud page, you'll be able to go back for years worth. SoundCloud link is on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share. So just click that and grab as many archives as you would like. Or you can just go directly to it by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Archives, free. So is the rest of the website, freetalklive.com.
I think a lot of people are interested in sort of the idea of survivalism. It's the preppers. This is an idea that's really pervasive at this time. And, there's a lot of people out there talking a lot of different things. There's television shows, and I think that some of the advice they give tends to be single-minded, and that there's not a lot of context or reason behind the way that they go about doing, people go about doing prepping and that kind of thing. There's one guide that will solve, address all your prepping needs. It's strategicsurvival.com. Again, it's strategicsurvival.com. It covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas that you can carry with you, more permanent, and how you can carry a more permanent infrastructure with you and these kind of things, recommendations for training and practice so that you can be more confident and have experience in these areas. And it's a great guide, and it's wholly complete and talks about lots of different possibilities. Strategicsurvival.com.
So there's a really interesting story that ABC News, Good Morning America, reported on. I think it's been a couple of weeks at this point, but this is one of those stories that is evergreen. It'll be interesting for a long time. It's about a man who...
And Free Talk Live isn't necessarily your news and current events show. We talk about things that are going on, but they don't... It's not today.
No. Oh, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama cruised into some state and told a bunch of people a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to...
How do you feel?
Right.
Yeah. So what happened is there was a man who... His name's Timothy Couric. He's from Nashville, and he attends a Christian church there. He was taught the lesson, according to the report here at ABC News, of God's wrath and the biblical story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he believed that homosexuality was a sin. Because, after all, that's what a lot of these churches teach you. And they certainly don't actually have any real gay people around for you to get to know, for you to, you know, find out that it might not otherwise be, you know, what they're saying might not actually be the truth.
I was taught in my church to love the sinner, but not the sin.
What is it? They say love the sinner, hate the sin. Do they actually say hate?
Yeah, I think that's the terminology.
Yeah, I don't know if Jesus would have hated anybody, but nonetheless.
But Jesus would have hung out with prostitutes.
Yeah.
That's what he would have done.
So Couric said, "You learn to be very afraid of God, according to the preachings of his church." He said, "The loving thing to do is to tell my friend who's gay, hey, listen, you're an abomination, and you need to repent to go to heaven." I absolutely believe that lock, stock, and barrel. So devout was Couric as a teen that friends' parents would often call him to set their kids straight if they misbehaved or broke what they believed to be God's law. He said, "I would be the one on the phone until 4 a.m, asking them to repent for their sins." But about 4 years ago, when a lesbian that he knew from karaoke night confided to him that her parents had disowned her when she came out, Couric felt that he failed her. He said, "I feel God really kicked me in the gut. She was crying in my arms, and instead of being there for her, I was thinking about all the arguments to convert her." Couric's reaction ate away at him, and he wondered what it felt like to be gay and so alone. So even though Couric identifies as straight, he embarked on what one religious writer called spiritual espionage. He would live like a gay man for a year.
What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, you know, like my mind immediately draws up some questions.
I think that he's not actually having sex, but he's living within the, you know, the gay community is what happened
here. Pretending to be gay.
Yeah. So he says, "It finally clicked. I needed to empathize and understand." Yeah, that's a good idea. Empathy. Very useful. Now 26 and no longer homophobic, Couric writes about his journey, one that included hanging out in gay bars and facing the disappointment of his family and the rejection of his friends in his memoir, The Cross in the Closet.
Well, I think you're being, you know, really... kind of a jerk about this.
What did I say?
Oh, yeah, you should be empathetic. That's a fine idea.
Yeah, I think empathy is a good thing, don't you?
Yeah, I do think it's a good
thing. Why is that being a jerk?
Because of the tone of voice you're using. The fact is that this guy took a real step. People don't do this. Gay people, straight people, black people, white people, people. Human beings, two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, they don't do this stuff.
No.
They don't step off into other people's worlds and see what it's like for them. I mean, there's not a lot of gay people at gay bars going off to churches to find out what the Christians are thinking either.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this was a bold step that this individual took, and in order to find out what another lifestyle is like and to really touch the humanity of other people.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. That's why I think it's really a noteworthy story. And empathy is a good thing, so I don't see why that's being a jerk, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Not being very empathetic to the people that you know, are listening.
You know, the people who are homophobic, it's hard to have empathy for them.
It's hard. Use this guy as an example.
Yeah. I can understand being closed-minded. I'm sure I have been closed-minded at some point in the past.
I think you are today. I think we are all closed-minded, my friend. Closed-minded is simply a normal state.
Yeah, I think some people are a little bit more accepting of others.
I think that it takes a self-examination, the ability to self-examine. I don't think you're showing that at this time, but the desire to self-examine is the only thing one can do. I don't think you can actually not be close-minded. I think what you have to be is have a willingness to look at and listen to what other people say.
Okay, right. So that would be... I think that most people would define being open-minded as being willing to look at what other people have to say.
I don't think so. I think what people define as open-minded when they're trying to convince you of something is the willingness to listen to and accept what they say. And that's not really what... Like, open-mindedness doesn't describe what's going on, necessarily. You simply have to listen to people and, you know, interact with them and in an honest basis. Some people are right, and some people are wrong, and that's the reality of the situation. situation.
He said he hopes to change minds with his book, not just in the Christian community, but in the LGBT one as well, and bridge the divide in the debate over gay rights. Some experts say his attitude reflects those of other young Christians. Dr. Jack Drescher, a New York City psychiatrist who's an expertise in LGBT issues, says the younger generation is less anti-gay than some of their elders.
I'd say that that's absolutely true. He's, you know, I grew up in a world, I'm 41, I grew up in a world where Three's Company, there was a guy who was living openly gay but was actually straight. But, I mean, you know, gay people have been on TV. I've had relationships with gay people through television, and, of course, I know gay people in real life. But, you know, when I was growing up, the formative years, I had the ability to see these people. They were comedians and things, and they were interesting.
The question of love the sinner and hate the sin is an idea they're being forced to question, he said. Some of the sound bites on homosexuality are not working so well for the younger generation. Condemnation has a human cost. Now, Couric, the guy who changed his life, had been homeschooled by parents who never taught him to shun or hate gay people and who admitted they had wrestled with the church's teaching on homosexuality. He said he had always wanted to write a book but never finished his studies at Christian Liberty College. And Couric had kept a daily journal for months, and it was beginning to read like a book. By 2009, the idea to go undercover as a way of documenting and learning about homophobia was born. For 6 months, he plotted and planned. He said, I had to make sure the timing was right. But one day, sitting in a cafe in part of Nashville where the gay bars and Christian hangouts intersect, Couric had his first confrontation. While reading a gay-themed book, he became aware of the snickers and sneers. He said, a guy came up to me when he saw the cover and said, you know that's fundamentally false. You can't be gay and Christian, said Couric, who responded, I am gay, and I love God. The project to become gay had begun for real. Only three people knew the truth, and he needed them to carry out his audacious project. His closest friend, his aunt, and Sean, a gay friend whom Couric also met at karaoke night. So we'll give you more about his story here in a moment.
I'd have a very difficult time living this way. I mean, just too many people know me and would know that I was straight. I mean, I bet it was difficult.
Well, I mean, they think you're straight, but you would be coming out of the closet and saying something like,
oh,
I'm gay.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I have a wife, but I'm gay. I mean, plenty of gay people have had wives, or gay men have had wives, all for appearances' sake. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More of the story coming up.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambaren, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambaren absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambaren balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambaren relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about a guy who was straight, who is straight, who came out as gay. But he wasn't actually gay. He was doing an experiment because he was raised in a very, you know, religious household, Christian church, where they told him that homosexuality was a sin and that these people are doing bad things. And he realized at one point that after a lesbian, somebody that he knew who was a lesbian from karaoke night, confided to him that her parents had disowned her when she came out, he felt like he had failed her. He said that instead of being there for her while she was crying in his arms, all he was doing was thinking about the arguments that he learned at church as to what he could use to convert her into going straight, as though that you can actually do that. Because we've talked to plenty of gay people on this show. We've had Dale in from FlamingFreedom.com. He's a gay man who's hosted the show with us a number of times in the past. And, you know, most people you talk to that are gay, they're going to tell you they were born like that, that they didn't just pick being gay at some point and they're like, I'm going to try gay now. No, they were born that way. And so he decided, this guy in the story here from ABC News, he decided that he was going to go gay for the purpose of fooling everyone in his life into thinking he was coming out so he could experience that same rejection, that same, you know, people that you cared about or you thought cared about you, shutting you off, shutting you down. That's what this is all about. And I'm sorry, Mark, if I hadn't made that clear, or the article hadn't made that clear.
You know, what I experienced in listening to the article, I haven't read this article up to this point. I had read the title at one point and, you know, hadn't read it. This is not my job to read it. You're reading the article. I'm just listening. What I had gotten from it somehow was that this guy was going to gay bars and pretending to be a gay guy there. But somehow or another, just kind of, it was his hobby to pretend to be gay rather than a guy who was going to come out and pretend to be gay to everybody in his life.
Everyone that knows him. Everyone except three people, his closest friend, his aunt, and Sean, a gay friend who he also knows from karaoke night.
Okay.
So he goes on to say that my aunt is my mom's best friend and is more liberal in her faith. She was also able to listen to what my family was saying behind my back. So if my mom went off the deep end, I needed to know. After a week, he realized he'd also need help warding off the advances of gay men. Kind-hearted Sean, whom Kurek described as a big black burly teddy bear, became his pretend boyfriend.
This is interesting.
I needed protection to keep me balanced and teach me the nuances of gay culture and how they flirt, and to give me an excuse when guys hit on me. You know, oh, I already got a boyfriend. That kind of thing. For credibility, Kurek learned to hold hands and to embrace. But most of all, Sean was the first gay person.
You know, I think this is very interesting. The idea of men holding hands. Now, this is done in many countries around the world. Men hold hands, and it's just fine. But here in the United States, two men that weren't related, and even I would think fathers.
When you say
and
it's
son,
around the world, is it straight men that are holding hands?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is different.
It is different, isn't it? whereas, you know, I hold my son Jack. He's 4 years old, and I don't feel any kind of thoughts about it at all. And it's just to me a delightful thing.
At some point, he's not going to want that anymore.
I wonder. You know, I mean, certainly social pressures are going to exist in that area, and I think it would be very strange for me to have been 17 years old, walking around holding my dad's hand. I think that would have been very odd in this society. And what, you know, how these things happen, and what you know, what happens, and why I can't hold hands with a male friend, have no interest in holding hands with a male friend. It's just kind of interesting.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating story. And most of all, he says, Sean was the first gay person I let into my heart. He was totally there for me through emotional turmoil. I trusted him. He knew I was straight, and he didn't take it too far, and he taught me not to be afraid. Eventually, the initial revulsion disappeared, according to Couric. Early on, if a guy pinched my butt, I would have punched someone in the face. The hardest part,
because,
he said.
That's, you know, and this goes to show what people are taught in the church. I grew up in the church, and it's you wouldn't treat any other sinner that way.
By punching them in the face?
Right, that's not a Jesus kind of thing to do.
Who would Jesus jack? The hardest part, he said, was facing his parents who were divorced.
And I imagine that was the hardest part.
He said there was always an elephant in the room.
To some extent, this is cruel.
To do this? Why? Why?
Because this is cruel to do your parents. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's their fault for being so bigoted.
I got you, man.
They're the ones who are cruel in their hearts.
I got you. But it's a big, even for the most liberal of parents, to just lie about who you are fundamentally to them is pretty cruel. Now, I think that one can, you know, when one comes out with a book later, I guess that there's, you know, some kind of, you know, opportunity for forgiveness there. But I still think it's kind of cruel to lie to somebody fundamentally about who you are.
The book is called, by the way, The Cross in the Closet. So he says there was always an elephant in the room. I had snooped in my mother's journal one day after I'd come out, and she'd written, quote, I'd rather have found out from a doctor that I had terminal cancer than have a gay son.
I imagine it was tough for her.
With his friends, the thing that struck me most was the isolation, he said, before I came out. Because, of course, you know, he's a very devout Christian. This guy, in the beginning part of the story, talks about how much of a straight-edge kind of dude this guy was. So, odds are good, most of his friends are in the church as well. He says, before I came out as gay, I had a very busy social life. After I came out, I didn't hear from 95% of my friends.
Wow.
In his book, Couric stays away
now,
from
this
theology.
This is an indictment upon you know, the church in the area of the claim that you should love the sinner and hate the sin.
Because if you love
people,
this,
these people are not loving the sinner.
No.
They're not. You know, they're not embracing him. This is a person who, you know, maybe,
shunning is not loving, right?
If he had an alcohol problem, if he had a gambling problem, if he had any other kind of ongoing sin in his life, they likely wouldn't have treated them the same way. And, you know, this is, it shows the bias inside of those people of faith in this country in a lot of ways.
In his book, Couric stays away from theology. He says, I want this seen as a people issue. When we're shunning people, we're shunning Fred and John and Liz and Mary. These are human people. And I think that that's part of bigotry, is to dehumanize the things or the people with whom, or the groups of people, the perception of the groups of people that you find some sort of disagreement with. They're black, or they're gay, or they're Japanese, or, you know, they've got brown hair.
A lot of cases, those are the old ones. Those are the old bigotries. But there are, I think that it's well worth stating that there are current bigotries.
Sure, Muslim. Would that be one?
Right. A lot of people say that, you know, just to believe the Muslim religion is bad. The Muslim religion contains within it all kinds of, you know, demands that you be violent and this kind of thing. Of course, none of these people have ever read the Quran.
No, they're just
about the Quran.
Maybe they've read books about the Quran, or maybe they just heard something from the preacher at church.
Who read a book or listened to the author of a bigoted book on the Quran.
Or heard, you know, some right-wing talk show host talking about something they think they believe is true about it. There's all kinds of misinformation out there, and I think that's where a lot of bigotry comes from.
Here's a little note for everybody who might think that they know something about Muslims. Sharia law has nothing to do with being a Muslim.
Well, what does it have to do with
it? It's a cultural thing from the Middle East. Sharia law is not Muslim.
Couric says that in the end it was a book about...
What does the English common law system have to do with the Democratic Republic the United States is founded upon? Nothing, really.
He says in the end it was a book about prejudice, not a book about being gay. His response to his experience has been positive, according to Couric. His mother, even, is now supportive of LGBT rights. Reverend Connie Waters, a Protestant minister and LGBT ally from Memphis who met Couric online when he was questioning his church's view of homosexuality, said she was proud of him. She never encourages her parishioners to lie, but in the case of Couric's undercover project, she says it served a greater purpose. For him to appreciate what others went through was essential for him to have an experience, or to experience a small part of what those who are LGBT have had to live through to be safe for many years. The transformation in him was life-changing, she said. It's what you hope for, the goal of the Christian walk of faith. It's enough for me that he transformed, but if others learn from him, what an extra blessing that is.
Yeah, I think it really is. I find it difficult, the whole lying thing in this area, but I think I'm willing to go ahead and say that there's a greater good to this particular lie, that this is acting, and that it's to show people, you know, what happens, what it's like.
Have you ever had a transformation like this? What is your experience with, you know, how you were perhaps raised by parents or by, you know, a church, the people around you, inculcating you with negative ideas about other different sorts of groups of people out there?
Surely this has happened to everyone. Everyone's been, it's somehow or another, put aside the old ideas that existed within their family and embraced new ones.
But what happened to you? What was your path? How did you go from, like this guy, you know, he went from being somebody who hated homosexuality to somebody who was able to embrace his friends, or embrace new friends who were homosexual, who, you know, was able to change his perspective completely. And, you know, what was it that led you down a similar road? And it doesn't have to be about necessarily you change your mind about gay people, but it could be anything, any kind of bigotry that you might have had in the past. If you'd like to tell your story, we'd love to hear it. 855-450-FREE or comment on this one. 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Hour number two is on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.